Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential, and I'm very pleased to have you with us today. What they promoted this talk today on is, what is life coaching and do I need a life coach? That's the wrong question. If you need a life coach, what you need is a therapist. Life coaching isn't from need, it's from desire. It's from what you want to accomplish in life. But first, let's talk about different types of coaching. There are career coaches. There are sales coaches. There are marital coaches. There are depth coaches. There are all different kinds of coaches for any endeavor that a human being can engage in. You can have a coach or as a musician, as an athlete. But let's think about it, first of all, in the abstract. If you wanted to win the Olympics, wouldn't you want the best coach you could get? And wouldn't you want to be competing with the best fellow athletes you could so you could push each other to your best? So you want a life coach to have an Olympic quality life, to have a great life. A life coach is a cool thing because it handles you and how you feel about yourself. It handles your career and how you do in your career, your relationships, your community relationships, your relationship with God. A life coach can support you in anything you do in life. That's a life coach. So, do I need a life coach? Absolutely. If you need a life coach, you need a therapist. A life coach isn't something you do out of need. You do it out of desire to maximize your potential. I want you to think about life as a foot race. If I have a foot race over 440 yards or meters, some people will cover that faster than others. Life is the same way. Some people live faster. They live more life in the same amount of time as others. Living at the speed of life includes being able to be fully present to life. A lot of people think that mindfulness is slowing down and getting off of the rat race. But that's only part of the game. Another part of the game is the excitement of engagement and going that requires that we be able to go fast and relax. We think of it like the biathlon, the winter sport where you cross-country ski as fast as you can, then you target shoot. You have to be able to slow down to hit the bullseye. Then you're up and you're racing again. Think of life as a biathlon where you want to be able to smell the roses, but you also want to be able to move at a significant rate so that you are living as much life as you can and taking it in and being as present in life as you can be. So life coaching is coaching for your whole life. You may find that you want a life coach and you want specific subject coaches. You want to sales coach. Here at Wright, we do what we call emergence coaching. So we're interested in you being the most you wherever you are, whether it's how you feel about yourself or in your relationships or in your career or in your worship, in your community relationships. We are aiming to help you become the most you that you can become. And on to this emergence coaching, we may add entrepreneurial coaching, leadership coaching and development, and training. For us, training is where you acquire the skills. Coaching helps you apply the skills more effectively, helps you develop facility with the skills. And we even use peer support where you're working with other entrepreneurs, other salespeople. You're living life fully, developing the skills in seminars, working with other people in relationship coaching, in couples coaching, parenting coaching, singles coaching, whatever it is, with your peers, encouraging each other, supporting each other, and you have your individual coach who helps you apply the skills and get better and better at the skills. They help you analyze what worked and what didn't work. They help you really learn to live a life where you are emerging into what we call your next most radiant self moment by moment. Can't go into defining that term anymore. But just think of that as you emerging into a you that you never imagined you could be, and that's transformation. Transformation is when you're doing something that you never would have done just by learning and growing new skills and getting a little bit better, but where you get better and better and better at the point where suddenly you find yourself making a transformational leap, and we call that evolating, another term I'm not going to go into today. So the primary thing we want to consider is life coaching, is coaching, where I bring my life to focus with the coach and I talk about what's working and what's not working. See, a lot of coaches work on getting a goal and accomplishing a goal. That's fine. Our coaches can do that. But we're much more interested in you becoming more you wherever you are, so you're automatically accomplishing the goals that you establish with your coach. But you're aiming way beyond those goals. Those goals are just a vehicle to challenge you to pull more out of yourself, to stretch yourself into who you could be, to develop the skills so that you will automatically learn and grow in the course of life because you are more honestly analyzing with your coach what worked and what didn't work last week. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is they say, well, I tried that, but it didn't work. Can you hear what's wrong with that? There is always a result, always. A result. You may not have gotten the result you wanted, but something did happen. So I tried that. It didn't get me what I expected. But what did happen is this. So you are always looking at the results you generate so that you can generate more and more fulfilling and satisfying results. If you're a tennis player and you top the ball, it doesn't feel good on the racket. But when you hit the ball squarely, it feels solid. You hear it. It feels better. Same thing is going on in our everyday lives. If I'm intending to be more fully me in every aspect of my life, my relationship, my career, I'll notice I won't say it didn't work. I'll say it didn't get what I wanted to get. Now let's analyze and let's look at how I can move closer to what I wanted or adjust what I wanted to find that I was looking for the wrong result and go to another result on which I can focus to bring out my best. After all, this is Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. So coaching helps me bring out my best, and life coaching helps me bring out my best in all areas of life. And one of the things we do in our life coaching to facilitate your emergence is to have you identify your ideal state towards what do you think you're going. That can change, because as you get closer to it, it shifts. It's kind of like climbing mountains. I love driving into Denver from the east because you see the city and you see the mountains beyond it and you figure, wow, those are pretty high mountains. As you drive into the mountains, you realize, oh, my God, there are higher mountains. And beyond those mountains, there are still higher mountains. That's life. When you're living emergence-based living, you are discovering that there are more and more mountains and you are more and more capable than you ever dreamt possible, especially when you're climbing those mountains with a group of people working with you. That's the key to our methodology in life coaching. You have seminars. You have peer groups, whether it's sales or couples or singlehood, whatever you're doing in life or career coaching. You have your individual life coach who's working with you, who's helping you focus on becoming more and more successful and emerging more and more into what we call the radiant being that you could be. So why would we just focus on a couple of goals when there is so much more of you than you've ever imagined? So think of life coaching as helping you feel better about yourself with yourself, developing your strength, helping you be better in your career or how you work and what you do, whether it's school and then helping you or a law career or an accounting career, or whether you're starting out with your first job out of school and your administrative assistant or in an internship. It's helping you engage in the adventure of life, maximizing your learning and growing. And that, for us, is life coaching. It's coaching to help you live the most vibrant, engaged life that you can. And to that, we add seminars to learn more conceptually and to be introduced to more skills, small groups to help you apply those skills and to see how other people are applying those skills, and individual coaching to really take stock of what's working and what no, it's not working, what you want to shift, how you're going to focus your life. And we drive all that with a thing we call the assignment way of living. That's beyond our conversation today. But when you put seminars together with small groups together with life coaching and you get the assignment way of living, you now have something that you've never imagined before, because we've all been in seminars. Some of us have had tight groups that supported us in learning and growing. Some of us have had coaching, but very few people who have ever experienced the magic of a seminar where you develop new skills, a small group where you get to apply those skills with others, and you have what we call vicarious learning. You would not only encourage each other, but you get to see how other people are applying that. With individual coaching, where you get to take stock about your own performance, what you want to shift and how you want to focus, and assignments to keep you engaged, learning and growing and stretching every day. So, going back to our original question, what is life coaching? It's coaching to have the most fantastic, amazing life that you can have. And from our point of view, to transform into who you could be was something you've never imagined, because we see you as an emerging, radiant self. That's why we call our life coaching emergence coaching. Do you need a coach? No. Do you want a coach? Do you want a great life? Are you willing to pay the price? Then check out life coaching. You can check out life coaching with us at www.rightliving.com. We'd love to have you join us. And if you want to get couples coaching, check out our book, The Heart of the Fight. My wife, Dr. Judith, and I wrote this, and we are getting great results from it. The heart of the fight.com is for the book, The Heart of the Fight, A Couple's Guide to 15 Common Fights, what they really mean and how they can bring you closer. We love coaching you in your relationship. We love watching you maximize your potential. We love watching you accomplish your goals and beyond. Emergence coaching. Right Living. www.rightliving.com. Or you can check out our graduate school if you want to get a master's degree in transformational leadership and coaching. You can use it for your leadership. For coaching, it'll help you with your relationship and everything you do in life, because our education is grounded in your daily experience and you learning to get more and more out of every moment of your life. Thanks for joining me today in thinking about what life coaching is and looking way beyond the need for a coach. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Transformational Living. This is Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.